Welcome back to the Psych Athletes Podcast, your favorite podcast for all things mental health and performance in sports. This is your host, Ryan Foe. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Psych Athletes and join the Psych Athletes online community where you can access mental performance workbooks, videos, guided meditations, training resources, ask questions, and be a part of a community of like-minded athletes. Both of those links are in the description, and with that said, please enjoy the episode. Hi everyone. Last week was very fun. I finally got an episode out to you guys and the feedback has been pretty incredible. It's been quite good. The online community is going strong and I have a few guests lined up in the coming months and I'm just excited for what's ahead. I know that the guest episodes where we bring on, you know, coaches, athletes, psychologists are often the ones that you guys listen to the most, so rest assured we will have some new faces and voices on the podcast soon. Now, what I want to do today and kind of going forward on this podcast is talk less about my experiences with the fundamentals of sports psychology and my take on each concept, but the fundamentals of sports psychology as they're presented by experts and real psychologists, meaning what I'm going to do a lot going forward in these solo episodes where I kind of rant and ramble at you guys is I'm going to focus on a specific fundamental or concept in the world of sports psychology, share it with you so we can digest it together and discuss how we can apply it to our life or performance. And I think part of the appeal of this podcast is, yes, what I speak about is very relatable, and yes, I mostly take these concepts and present them in a way that's easy to comprehend. I just want to be more analytical about it so we can really get, you know, to the crux of the matter, to the point of all this, so we can really understand the processes of how our mental well-being affects our performance. So what we're going to do today is talk about flow state again. And I found a review published on scirp.org, a scientific research publishing website, and the review is called Being in the Zone, a systematic review on the relationship of psychological correlates and the occurrence of flow experiences in sports performance. And this was published by the researchers at the Pantelon University of Social and Political Sciences in Athens, Greece. And I highly recommend that after you're done listening to this episode, you go ahead and check out this review, which I've linked in the description, because there are going to be things that I gloss over. Just let me know what you think. Okay, so what this review essentially did is it gathered 17 different studies about the experiences of flow or being in the zone in sports. Studies that collected the data from athletes across a number of sports, including tennis, rugby, football, hockey, netball, and just a bunch of different other sports, using questionnaires, performance data, and personal interviews. And the goal of the review, or its abstract, is to add to the current research on the sports flow experience, highlighting the importance of constructs such as confidence, anxiety, commitment, motives, goals, attention, optimal focus, and arousal in the letting it go state. So the study uses the term psychological correlates a lot, which means the aspects of the psyche or the mental that were common among those who experienced flow state. And these psychological correlates, surprise, surprise, are topics that we've discussed over and over again on this podcast. When I was figuring out how I wanted to present the study, it was challenging. The study is very dense and it cites a lot of different studies, names, and resources. So what I'm going to do is summarize the key psychological correlates as well as other facts and statements I thought would be most relevant to your experience. So with that being said, there are going to be parts that I will omit from this discussion. So I highly recommend checking the study out for yourselves. And again, the link is in the description. So as we like to describe it, or as I've talked about it in the past, the flow state is a state in which we are operating at our peak potential, where you're performing with 100% confidence, you're not thinking about anything, you have no expectations or worries, and you're essentially thoughtless during your experience. So when we recall our best performances or our best athletic experiences, we can usually attribute them to being in a state of flow or a state of thoughtlessness. And I've said it again and again, but obviously the goal of working on your mental well-being and working on your mental game and your mental health is to put you in a position to access this state as often as possible, because that's the state in which we best perform. So the review kind of starts out by using, and his name, and I'm 100% going to butcher it, so if you actually know how to pronounce it, please let me know, but I think it's Csikszentmihalyi. It uses his definition of flow, and for those of you who don't know, he was the psychologist who recognized and named the psychological concept of flow. He described it as the intense experiential involvement in moment-to-moment activity, which can be physical or mental. Attention is fully invested in the task at hand, and the person functions at his or her fullest capacity. Sounds really familiar. She sent me out, he pointed out there's a set of characteristics which differentiate actions that activate flow from other types of actions in our everyday lives. The review quotes him as going on and describing the flow state as a merging of action and awareness, a sense of control, a transformation of time, an autotelic experience, and important key conditions that he listed to facilitate the experience. And it's important to differentiate conditions from psychological correlates, but he lists like the environment that is kind of necessary to have a flow experience as clear goals and immediate feedback in a structured activity, balance of challenge versus skills, and an autotelic personality. Thus, in flow experiences, attentional resources are fully invested in the task at hand. The loss of self-consciousness happens, and pursuit of clear goals result in the exclusion of thoughts and feelings that people experience as negative. Yeah, so this sounds very familiar. You know, we talk about flow state, or we've talked about it a lot. I think we did an entire episode on it, but this is kind of like concrete full flow state as it, you know, as described by the father, you know, the main psychologist that studied flow state. So that's how the review kind of opens, by describing Csikszentmihalyi's definition. And there are a lot of things in here that we do recognize that he just said and have discussed in the past, like having a sense of control, time seeming different, and taking action and being aware at the same time. And that when we find flow, we find flow when we are challenged and have the skills and resources to face that challenge. And it's important to understand here again that Csikszentmihalyi is describing environments where flow is most likely to take place rather than the causes or factors that will cause flow to happen within you. And those factors will be what we call psychological correlates. Okay, the study then goes on to discuss how intrinsic qualities that sports brings out in people cause flow to occur, and why sports being an incubator for flow state makes it a perfect place to examine it. The study then discusses its methodology, which I've kind of already summarized, and then it gets into the psychological correlates common in those who experience flow state, which we will discuss together. Again, this is pretty much going to be a brief summarization of the main points that the review makes, like the topics that I thought would be most relevant to you guys. I do, again, suggest that you go and read the article for yourself, the review for yourself. It has tons of valuable stuff, and you're gonna find like crazy value in it. And it's gonna kind of make everything click, because that's what it did for me. But the first psychological correlate that the study gets into is, you guessed it, it's confidence. The review found that confidence was the most common and powerful psychological correlate in those who experience flow. It says that a strong correlation was found between confidence and flow in a few of its first 11 studies, specifically confidence as a dimension or a part of mental toughness found to be strongly correlated with the flow component's sense of control, challenge, and skill balance. In the same study, high levels of confidence and challenge predicted the frequency of flow. So the more confidence that an athlete had, the higher their chance of, you know, entering the flow state. It all really is pretty self-explanatory. This is just kind of like the review proving what we've, it, like, all this stuff makes sense to us, right? But for someone that's like new to the concept of flow, or the concept of, you know, mental health and well-being and how it relates to performance, this stuff is kind of groundbreaking. But I just thought it's, you know, wonderful to go over the same things in a new light. But again, in the same study, high levels of confidence and challenge predicted the frequency of flow. It has also been proposed that confidence is positively connected to flow, and that it could be a protective factor against anxiety interpretation. So how our body reacts and interprets, you know, negative thoughts and emotions, and how it turns them into anxiety. Specifically, sports confidence has also been found to mediate the relationship between self-regulation, achievement, and flow. Now, what I love here is the confidence as a protective factor against anxiety, and confidence being a connector or a mediator between self-regulation, you know, managing thoughts and feelings, achievement, recalling past successful experiences, and the level of flow that you'll find yourself in during performance. It's pretty safe to say, and I think we already know this, but the higher your confidence, the higher your chances of being in flow. We know this too, but this is the proof in the pudding, right? Scientific research to back up what we discuss all the time on the podcast, like how important confidence is, how crucial it is to your performance, how crucial it is to believe you're capable, to give yourself credit, and how you'll succeed after you do those things. So furthermore, the review mentions that athletes who are confident and able to perceive challenges as opportunities rather than threats are more likely to experience flow. We've talked about this before. It's almost like a mind hack. I guess this goes along with, you know, having an optimistic or positive state of mind, having a new perspective on the challenges or adversity in your sport, looking towards them as opportunities instead, can lead to increased confidence. The next psychological correlate that the article or the review, I can't keep calling it an article. It's not an article. It's not a study. It's a collection of studies in the form of a review, and how the review makes kind of conclusions and findings based on the studies that it gathered. But the next psychological correlate that it discusses is anxiety. And on the topic of anxiety, the review says that another psychological correlate of flow has been highlighted in studies is anxiety. Flow and performance anxiety are antithetical experiences, meaning they're opposite experiences. You can't have one. You can't be in a state of flow while having anxiety. If you have anxiety, you can't be in a state of flow. And that anxiety represents states and not traits, and are both, and both flow and anxiety are affected by circumstances. So again, none of this stuff is new. We know this. Anxiety and worry, expectations and comparisons, they're the enemy of flow, antithetical to flow, as the review states, the opposite. You know, think about how you can take care of your mental health and well-being in order to mitigate these things and induce a state of flow. Now, this I found particularly interesting and relevant to a lot of athletes that I know, and the review cited something interesting. Participants found to have more anxiety when performing less challenging tasks, and that is because in such state or in such tasks, the analytic cognitive processes often have much more opportunity to interfere with the focused attention of flow and facilitate a distracted attention that is characteristic of anxiety. Does this kind of sound like you? That, like, and especially if I feel like when I read this, I was like, oh my god, that's me. But that when confronted with less challenging tasks or more monotonous or routine things, whether it be in your performance or your day-to-day life, you feel a bit more anxious, like a little bit less present. This reminds me of people with the yips, you know, something that seems so routine and simple and easy. Like, how can something you've done over and over and over again be more anxiety-inducing? Is it maybe because you're less engaged, you're less present, you're less present and focused, meaning there's more room for doubt to creep in? Okay, then how can we kind of game this? How can we create a new perspective? How can we look at something like this, like the yips, and make it feel challenging and engaging? How can we make our day-to-day lives of monotony and routine more engaging and more stimulating, so we don't have, you know, a lot of room or a lot of time for anxiety to creep in? How can we hack this, and how can we make this more competitive? Like, think about that, maybe, if you're looking at this specific paragraph in the review. The next topic that the review goes into is positive state or calm and relaxed state. The review says that another psychological correlate of flow, positive state, was found to be one of the most important facilitators of the sports' flow experience. A calm and relaxed state was also introduced as an important flow correlate, which is strongly linked with the letting it go state. Like, the letting it go state. Does that sound familiar? Like a freedom of outcome, maybe? I thought that this was interesting when reading the review. Nowhere did it make any real mention of an angry state being conducive to flow, or hyped and amped and jittery, fiery, you know, like, you know, raw, like those type of mindsets and those type of states being conducive to flow. I didn't find that a single time in the entire review. A calm and relaxed state was introduced as an important flow correlate, is what it said. Like, how many times have we talked about that on this podcast? Like, we perform best when we're calm and relaxed. When we're relaxed. Are you relaxed when you're angry? Are you relaxed when you're super hyped up and super amped and, you know, you're off like a Red Bull or a Yerb and or like a Celsius? Like, are we calm and relaxed during those times? Like, when we're working out or when we're competing or we're going to practice, you know? In 17 different studies across hundreds of different athletes, nowhere did they say that being hyped up or amped or kind of being out of control of your body is conducive to flow. Right? This kind of reminds me of all those TikToks or those reels of those dudes at the gym making the lifting collages, like, why does she always leave? Or the ones that are like, you have to be a lion or an alpha and be angry and, like, do this for your bloodline. Or the motivational videos that I used to watch as a kid of coaches giving angry speeches. Like, how are those things conducive to a flow state? You know? And a lot of people, young people especially, are watching media like this. A lot of athletes are watching media like this and thinking, okay, yeah, I have to be angry. I have to be fired up. I have to be like super emotional if I want to perform my best, lift my best, play my best. It pisses me off because it's counterintuitive, right? The science is that a relaxed and calm mind performs the best. The mindful ones, the present ones, the ones not doing it for the wrong reasons, the ones that are in a calm and relaxed state, a positive state, those are the ones that are performing the best. It's the key, right? Freedom of outcome, meditation, all of it. Like, ignore those, you know, motivational TikToks and reels. Those aren't conducive to flow. And I know this was brief, but I'm going to go into the conclusion of the review just to, so I'm not like talking your guys' head off. And I think you might get a lot more value about, or, you know, have your own interpretation of the study of the review if you do your own research and you read it for yourself. I just wanted to take this time to kind of back up what I've been saying on this podcast for over 3 years now, you know. So the conclusion, the review concludes by stating, confidence, anxiety, positive, calm, and relaxed state, commitment, motives, goals, and attention were thought as the main factors influencing the appearance and occurrence of the flow experience. There were about like 4 or 5 other psychological correlates that I didn't really get into. It would have required a lot more kind of copy pasting of the article and like regurgitating out to you guys, and it would have taken like 20 more minutes. So I did just stick to confidence, anxiety, positive, calm, and relaxed state, because those are the things that we really go into on this podcast. Again, sorry. Motivation for performance, optimal focus and arousal, the letting it go state, and altered and cognitive and kinesthetic perceptions modified the flow experience in sports environments, right? Overall, flow appeared to have a strong connection with psychological correlates and internal states like motivation, focus, and arousal. The results of the present study add in the field of research, theory, sports psychology, and coach practice, and most of all, in athletes' daily experience itself. So that's how the article concludes. And I guess what you guys can kind of take from this discussion is, what aspects of our mental can we game or can we hack to induce a state of flow? What resonates most with you? Is it thinking of everything as a challenge and an opportunity? Is it recognizing your past achievements and success as proof for confidence? Meditating and breathing to reach a relaxed and calm state? Drawing on motivation or purpose of doing? Rethinking your mindset and being more optimistic or positive? Is it any of those things? Like, think about, you know, which of those things, you know, you see yourself doing, or you see yourself doing the most, or have kind of an inclination towards. How can you game those things? How can you think optimally to induce a state of flow? Challenge, opportunity, confidence, relaxed and calm, motivation, positive mindset. Think about these things in these terms. What is going to be your way or your method of inducing your flow state? So that's pretty much all for this podcast today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please follow Psych Athletes on Instagram. Join our online community. It's called School Psych Athletes Online Community. It's in the link in the description below. And leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. Thank you guys so much. I will see you next time.